Thursday, October 17th. Brianna had a ballet recital this evening. I wanted to stay home and do my homework, but Mom said I had to go. Every year it's exactly the same thing. Cutesy little girls dressed up in cutesy little costumes doing cutesy little dance routines to cutesy little songs. Brianna didn't want to go to the recital either, mainly because she hated ballet. Whenever Mom dragged her off to lessons, she would whine, "Mom, I want to be a karate chop girl. Not one of those pointy toe hoppers with the pink scratchy skirts." But since Mom had dreamed of taking ballet lessons when she was a little girl, she felt the next best thing was to give birth to a daughter and force her to do it instead. When I was younger, Mom tried to enroll me in a ballet class, too. Only after she dropped me off, I went straight to the girls' bathroom and ditched my leotard and ballet flats and changed into more appropriate dance attire. The cool kind they wear on MTV. "Can I dance? For sure! I'm a dancing maniac, kids!" Even though I was super excited about dancing, my ballet teacher sent me home with a note. "Madame Fufu's School of Dance. We turn clumsy, ugly ducklings into beautiful, graceful swans. Dear Mrs. Maxwell, I have carefully evaluated the dance skills of your daughter, Nikki, and I suggest the following placement. Professional backup dancer for pop star or rapper. Good luck! Sincerely, Madame Fufu." I thought this was great news, but Mom was pretty much heartbroken I wasn't going to be a ballerina. Unfortunately, Madame Fufu didn't like Brianna all that much either. She was always sending her home early for disrupting the dance class. And just last week, Brianna got in trouble for defacing ballet school property by writing "I hate ballet" on the wall. Instead of simply apologizing to Madame Fufu, Brianna lied about the whole thing. She was like, "But Mommy, my friend Miss Penelope wrote on that stupid ballet poster, not me." That was her story, and she was sticking to it. But everyone knows Miss Penelope is actually Brianna's own hand with a face doodled on it. Everyone except Brianna. It's quite obvious to me my kid sister has some serious mental issues. I'm just saying. Overall, the recital went okay. Except for the last dance number called "Fairies and Flower Friends Have Fabulous Fun." Brianna just stood there on the stage, shivering, with this terrified look on her face. I felt kind of sorry for her. Although I have to admit, it was partly my fault. Brianna has this thing about the Tooth Fairy. She's been scared to death of her ever since I told her the Tooth Fairy took teeth from little children and superglued them together to make dentures for old people. I totally meant it as just an innocent little joke. But now she's too afraid to go to the bathroom by herself at night. Anyway, after the recital was over, we were getting ready to leave when Mrs. Clarissa Hargrove, one of the ballet moms, came over and gave Brianna an invitation to a Halloween party for the ballet class. She said it was going to be held at the Westchester Zoo in the Children's Petting Zoo building. I was a little surprised when Mrs. Hargrove congratulated me on my art award. She said she was desperately looking for an artist to paint faces for the ballet party and was wondering if I would be interested. Apparently, her niece, who also attends WCD, told her I was the best artist in the entire school and suggested that she ask me to help out. And get this! Mrs. Hargrove offered me $150 to paint faces and help with games for a couple of hours. I was like, well, heck yeah. For $150, I would have painted her entire house, inside and out. It's not like I was going to be doing anything important on Halloween night anyway. Except maybe cleaning up after the Halloween dance. And now I had a really good excuse for not doing that phony my date's a band member thing with Chloe and Zoe. Mrs. Hargrove said she would buy the paint and brushes and drop everything off next week. So now I'm sitting in my room, staring at a check for $150. I can't believe I finally have the money to get that cell phone I've been wanting. Yahoo!